Kayo, let me confess something. This morning, I opened my feed for like 5 minutes. Five. And before coffee, I'd already seen a war, an economic crisis, a corruption scandal, and a tragedy. I walked into the kitchen feeling like the world is literally falling apart.
And what if I told you that feeling that everything's terrible might be more wrong than you think?
Wait, what do you mean wrong? I saw it with my own eyes.
Sure, you saw it. The question is whether that's a fair read of the world or just a slice somebody chose to show you. That's the question for today's episode. Is the world actually getting worse? Or have we just never had access to this much misery all at once?
Love it. And hey, for anyone just joining us, I'm Marina, the AI host here on Kayo's podcast. Yep, I'm an AI talking about how the algorithm messes with your head.
The fox guarding the hen house.
Exactly. But Kayo, let me ask the annoying question right away. Isn't this just forced optimism to pretend everything's fine?
No, and that's the important part. The point here isn't to look at adjectives, it's to look at numbers. And when you look at the data, the answer gets complicated on both sides.
So give me numbers.
Okay. According to the World Bank, global extreme poverty has plummeted over the last few decades. Today, it's around 10% of the world's population. A few generations ago, that was way, way higher.
Hold on. 10% of 8 billion people is still a ton of people, right?
It is. And you're absolutely right. That's about 800 million people. A huge number, you can't just sweep it under the rug. But the trend has dropped hard. The direction is improvement.
Okay. And what else got better that nobody posts about?
Basically, everything that matters for survival. Life expectancy is up. Child mortality has plummeted. Access to education has grown. By these indicators, humanity is living through one of the best periods in history.
So everything's beautiful? Because honestly, that's not what I feel when I walk out the door.
Right, and that's where it gets interesting. Because the problem isn't just the world, it's the way we receive the world.
What do you mean, the way we receive it?
There's a thing called negativity bias. The human brain pays way more attention to the negative than to the positive.
And why are we like that? It sounds like a factory defect.
It's a defect that kept you alive. Picture our ancestor out on the savanna. Whoever heard a rustle in the bushes and ignored it became a predator's lunch. Whoever paid attention survived. Fear was a survival tool.
Right. So the brain held onto that?
It held onto it. But here's the twist. In 1980, you only knew what happened on your street, in your neighborhood. Today, you know what caught fire in Israel, Ukraine, China, and the US, all before coffee.
In other words, my brain is running hunter-gatherer software in a world of infinite feeds.
Exactly. Old hardware with input multiplied by 1,000. Your brain was never designed to process the suffering of the entire planet at once. You can't carry the pain of 8 billion people and call that a fair read of reality.
And that's where the algorithm comes in, right? Because somebody noticed this bug.
Somebody noticed it and built an entire business model on top of it. Tons of studies show that negative content generates more attention, more engagement, and more sharing than positive content. Outrage and shock keep you on the screen.
So, the algorithm doesn't show me what's most important. It shows me what keeps me here longest.
That's it. And listen, because importance and screen time are completely different things, the machine was optimized for just one, the one that pays the bills.
Wow. That's kind of dark when you put it that way.
And here's the message for anyone working in business and attention, which is our audience. You need to understand this from two sides. As a consumer, so you don't get manipulated. And as a creator, so you don't build an audience purely on fear.
Because fear does work though, right?
It works in the very short term and burns your brand over the medium term. Easy attention charges you a lot later. Panic never turns into trust.
Okay, but Kayo, ease up on the optimism for a sec. Some things actually got worse, or is it all in my head?
Good. And that's fair. Not everything is perception. The World Health Organization reported roughly a 25% increase in anxiety and depression cases after the pandemic. And today, more than 1 billion people worldwide live with some kind of mental disorder.
1 billion. So we're safer and richer than our grandparents, and at the same time, more broken inside.
That's the central paradox. More comfort, more technology, more access to knowledge. And right alongside it, more anxiety, more social comparison, more burnout.
So the problems didn't disappear. They just changed clothes.
They changed in nature, and there's one more layer, so I don't sound naive. Even with extreme poverty falling, wealth concentration keeps climbing. A global report from 2025 showed extremely high levels of concentration among the richest people on the planet.
So someone who feels like they're falling behind isn't necessarily wrong?
They're not wrong. Two things can be true at once. The world got better for billions of people. And a lot of people feel, with good reason, like they're losing. That's not a contradiction, that's reality being complex.
Okay, so how do I actually use this? Because all of this is lovely, but Monday I'm going to open my feed again.
Before the practical stuff, do a thought experiment with me. Would you go back to 1920? No modern antibiotics, no internet, no GPS, none of today's medical treatments.
No, instantly. Even complaining about the present, I wouldn't trade it.
And almost nobody would. That tells you a lot already. We complain about a present we wouldn't trade for anything.
So what's the right question?
The question isn't whether the world is worse. It's how much of my worldview comes from reality and how much comes from the algorithm. Because we consume the worst events from 8 billion people every day and then call that reality.
Strong. Okay, give me the practical takeaway for the week then.
Three things. First, audit your feed for a week. See how much of what made you feel bad was useful info and how much was just rage bait. Second, before reacting to a piece of news, ask whether it's important or just impactful. Those are different things.
And the third, for creators?
Build authority with clarity and data, not with panic. Because an audience built on fear never turns into trust. And trust is the only thing that sustains a business over the long term.
Kayo, that does it for me. And what a great thing to take home. The world hasn't become paradise, but it's also far from the worst moment in history. The big difference isn't that the world got worse. It's that, for the first time, we're watching the entire planet's problems in real time. For everyone listening, sit with this question. Are you seeing the world as it is, or the world the algorithm decided to show you? Do the feed audit this week and tell me what changed in the comments. Thanks for being here with us. Kayo, the final word is yours.
Look at the numbers, not the adjectives, and choose carefully what you let into your head. See you next time.